Yes, go on.
Etam.
Etam.
Drishtim.
Drishtim.
Avastavya.
Avastavya.
Nashta.
Nashta.
Atmano.
Atmano.
Alpabudhaya.
Alpabudhaya.
Prabhavanti.
Prabhavanti.
Udra.
Udra.
Dharmana.
Dharmana.
Shrayaya.
Shrayaya.
Jagato.
Jagato.
Ita.
Ita.
Etam drishtim avastavya.
Etam drishtim avastavya.
Etam drishtim avastavya.
Etam drishtim avastavya.
Nashtatmano bhavudaya.
Nashtatmano bhavudaya.
Nashtatmano bhavudaya.
Nashtatmano bhavudaya.
Bhavanti ugra karmana. Following such conclusions, the demoniac, who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world.
Etang drishtim avastavya nashtatmano alpabuddhaya prabhavanti ugra karmana chayayo jagato ahita. These demons, what that description? Yesterday we discussed that the world is untrue. This material world is untrue, asatyam, apratishtam, and there is no background. This is the conclusion of the atheist demons. We have explained that this world is not untrue. That is our Vaishnava pleasure. Untruth, if it is coming from the truth, it is true. How you can say untrue? The example, if cotton is true, then thread is true. So if you say that thread is untrue, then cotton is also untrue, the cause. But they do not accept. This child, some sound is coming. So, on the basis of this vision that there is no God, there is no background of this material creation is false, there are so many other conclusions of the demonic people. Demon and atheist, the same thing. So Krishna says, on this blind vision, itāṅga diṣṭhiṁ avastat, accepting these are the basic principle of this material creation, itāṅga diṣṭhiṁ avastabha nāṣṭa ātmana, lost their spiritual consciousness. Nāṣṭa means lost. Ātmana means the soul, the super soul. So Atma, Paramatma, the super soul is Paramatma, and we are soul. So they have no knowledge. The defect of the modern civilization, the demons and the rakshasas, they're existing always. As I've told you, two classes of men are always there. But in this age, the number of atheist class, the demons, are very much increased. Otherwise, the material world means for the demons atheistic class. Just like the prison house. The prison house means it is meant for the criminals. One may be a first-class prisoner, one may be a third-class prisoner, but it is prison house. Similarly, anyone who is in this material world, never mind whether he is Lord Brahma or the insignificant ant, they are more or less all criminals. Criminal means disobeying. Disobeying the Lord or His order. They are materially criminal. Therefore, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, comes at times, at interval, for many, many millions of years of time. He has got a schedule to come upon this planet, and when he comes there in Vrindavan, Mathura Vrindavan. That is his headquarters within this universe. Therefore, Mathura Vrindavan is so important. You can open this. Dhamma, just like the governor has got his own house, government house. At the same time, when he goes on tour, he has got a particular place called the circuit house. He stays there. Similarly, the whole creation is Krishna's property. Krishna says, Bhaktanam Jagadavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Srihidam Sarvabhutana Yattam Aam Shanti Michyati. We are missing that point. Krishna says, God says, the clear idea that I am the enjoyer, bhokta. Bhokta means enjoyer. I am the enjoyer. Bhoktaram jagatavasam. Jagga means satisfying the Lord. This is called jagga. Just like we are chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, that is jagga, sacrifice. At least you are sacrificing little time. Kali Yuga, nobody is prepared to sacrifice. Especially when there is question of sacrificing for God, nobody is interested. So this, because they will not sacrifice, they will enjoy themselves, forgetting the supreme enjoyer. Just like a servant, if he cooks and enjoys himself without offering to the master then what is his position? That is sinful position. Similarly, anyone, the demons, they have no sense of God. They do not like to offer, they want to eat anything nonsense like hogs and dogs. And that is demonic life. Je pachanti atma karana. In the Bhagavad Gita you will find. Read Bhagavad Gita very carefully. Bhunyanti, bhunyanti te aghanga papam je pachanti atma karana. Those who are eating and cooking for themselves for satisfying the taste, such persons are eating the resultant action of sinful acts. They are all sinful. They are who are cooking for themselves without offering to the proprietor, to the master. They are all sinful. Therefore, our program is to eat Krishna prasadam, the foodstuff, remnants of foodstuff left by Krishna. Krishna is very kind. If you offer something to Krishna, he eats the offering. It is not that he is not eating, but he is eating, but at the same time keeping it for you as it was offered. He is not like us. If you give me something to eat, I will finish the whole plate. Krishna is not like that. Krishna, the atheist will say that he has not eaten. No, he has eaten. And that is Krishna. That is stated in the Vedas, Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Krishna, expanding himself into millions, still he remains a Krishna, the same Krishna. It is not that material thing. If you take a material thing, anything, if you divide it into millions portion, then original form is finished. There is no more. You take a piece of paper and cut it into pieces and throw it all over, then the original paper is lost. There is no more. That is material. But Krishna, Krishna, he is expanded. Ego bahushyama. The Lord said, I shall become many. Many, still he is there. It's not because he has become many, therefore his original person is finished. No. That is the injunction in the Vedas. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. He remains still Purna. One minus thousand times one is still one. That is absolute. Absolute truth means the truth never diminishes or never becomes relative or conditional. That is absolute truth. So, in the absolute platform, in the spiritual world, Krishna is the supreme whole spirit. Therefore, he may expand himself Advaita Achyuta Anadi Anantarupam. Anantarupam. Various kinds of forms. Everything is Krishna's forms. Your form is also Krishna's form. My form is also Krishna's form. Therefore, foolish rascals, they think, now I have become God. He has got the affinity that he is also God, expansion. Therefore, sometimes he thinks that I am God. This is, we are also expansion of God. Vibhinnaṃsa. There are two kinds of expansion. Saṃsa, Vibhinnaṃsa. When Krishna expands in fullness, that is called Saṃsa, Vishnu Tattva. That's why Krishna has expanded himself as Vishnu, Narayana, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Anuruddha, so many, millions. There is no limit. That is called Saṃsa. And Krishna expands as his energy. That this material world, the spiritual world, spiritual energy, and we are also energy, marginal energy. Tatastha. Tatastha means, marginal means, you can have an conception of marginal in the sea beach. The same place walking is sometimes covered with water and sometimes it is land. This is called marginal, between the water and the land. So we, living entities, we are marginal. Sometimes we are under the protection of the spiritual energy and sometimes we are under the protection of the material energy. We are under protection, we are not independent. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Mahatmanastu mam prartha daivi prakriti maasrita. The Mahatmas mean those who have realized God. Not this politician Mahatma, no. Mahatma means, Mahatma's description is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmanastu prartha daivi prakriti maasrita. They are under the spiritual energy. They are not under the material energy. They are not Mahatma. They are demons. So, we are describing about the demons. Under the spiritual energy, one can understand his position, his relationship with God. Therefore it is said, Mahatmanastu mam prartha daivi prakriti maasrita. Then what is the sign? Bhajanti ananna manaso gatyama abhayam. Their business is bhajan. Bhajan means bhakti. Bhajadhatu from bhajan, bhakti, and bhajan, bhakti, bhajadhatu. Bhajasevayam. Bhajadhatu means offering service, rendering service. So bhakti, bhajan, bhakta, bhagavat, they are coming from the same root, bhajadhatu, Sanskrit, those who know Sanskrit. So this is the sign of Mahatma. Bhajanti ananna manasu, without any deviation, without any other occupation, they are always engaged in devotional service. This is Mahatma. Sa Mahatma Sudurlo. There are many, so many bogus Mahatmas. The Samis, Yogis, and Incarnation, and so many rascals, all Rakshasas, atheists. Such kind of not Mahatma. Some Mahatma Sudurlava. That Mahatma is actually Mahatma, means Bhajanti Ananda Manaso, engaged fully in Krishna consciousness. That is some Mahatma Sudurlava. Sudurlava means very, very rare to find out. The rascal posing themselves as Mahatma, that is another thing. That is not authorized. You have to accept anything from the authorized source. So according to Vedic civilization, all knowledge is received from the Vedas, perfect authorized source. Shruti Pramana, evidence from the Shruti, from the Vedas, that is perfect. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, if you want to establish something, you have to quote the section or the injunction from the Vedas, then it is perfect. In learned circle, you cannot say anything hodgepodge, that will not be accepted. If you support your statement from the evidence of the Vedas, then you are accepted as authority. Therefore, our principle is not only our, this is the Vedic principle. You will find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving instruction to Sanatana Goswami, to Rupa Goswami, or you are talking with Ramananda Raya, in Chaitanya Charitamrita you will find, and quoting support from the Vedas. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God Himself, Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya, but He is not what is called autocratic or what is called dictator. No, you will never find Him. Whatever He will say, immediately supported by Vedic evidence. He can say anything, he can manufacture anything. No, that he does not do. He does not violate the principle. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is also quoting from Vedas. He does not say, I say. He says, but he says on the Vedic authority. He doesn't say anything superfluous, no. Brahma-sutra-pada-ishchaiva hetu-vad-vi-vinishchitam. He has said, jasastra-vidhimu-sridja-vartati-kāma-kārata na-siddhiṃ-sa-vāvniti na-sukhaṁ-na-parāṅgati. He says, shastra, evidence, Vedic evidence, must be accepted. The Vedic evidence is very chronologized in the Vedanta Sutra, especially mentioned Brahma Sutra Padai. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra means the summary of all Vedic knowledge. The Vedic knowledge is given in codes. That is called Brahma Sutra. Sutra means code. And Brahma means the Supreme Absolute Truth. Understanding of the Absolute Truth in code words. And the explanation, a code word requires explanation. Just in business circle, there is Bentley's code. for business facility, for saving expenditure, the telegraphic codes are there. So, one who does not know what is this code, but he can refer to the book, the explanation is there. This code means this wording. Similarly, Brahma Sutra means the whole Vedic knowledge is given in codes. Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva Hetu Madhvi. It is called Naya Prasthana. Naya means logic. Naya means there are three kinds of authorities. Shruti Prasthan, Smriti Prasthan, and Naya Prasthan. So the Brahma Sutra is Naya Prasthan, very logically. Describing the first code in the Brahma Sutra is Athātva Brahma Jigyāsa. Brahma Jigyāsa, to inquire about the Absolute. The jignasa means inquiry. In the cat's and dog's life, the inquiry is, where is food, where is shelter, where is sex, and where is defense? Only these four inquiries. The cats and dogs, they are busy. Where is food? Find out some food. The pig is finding out where is stool. Where is stool? I do not know whether you have got experience. In our country, in the villages, there are so many pigs loitering. They are simply finding out where is stool. In the village, the children, they pass stool here and there. And the men, they go to the field and pass the evacuate. So all these pigs are always loitering there. So the seeking, the inquiry is for stool. They may take it as food, but after all it is stool. So according to the body, the different foods are there. That is also described. Sattvic ahar, rajasic ahar, tamasic ahar. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, in the animal life, they are after seeking where is food. Then as soon as the body is strong, then where is sex? Find out the opposite sex. You'll find in the hog's life very prominent all these things. For sex, they have no discrimination. Whether it is mother or sister or anyone. You'll find that. We have to take lessons from nature study. The hog is sometimes trying to drink the milk from the breast of the mother and sometimes trying to have sex. You'll find it. This is hog life. This is dog life. No sex discrimination, no food discrimination, no shelter discrimination, no defense discrimination. But all these things, discrimination, the best part of Miller, that is inhuman civilization. Therefore, the Vedanta Sutra says, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now, in your previous lives as cats and dogs and hogs, you simply were busy for inquiring where is stool, where is food, where is sex, where is this, where is that. Now, because you have got human body, better consciousness, advanced consciousness, discrimination, now you inquire about Brahma. This is Vedanta, beginning. So therefore human life is meant for understanding the absolute truth, God, the background of everything. Immediately answer is there. The Brahma means janmadasya jataha, the origin of everything. That is Brahma. Origin of everything. There must be something origin. That is consciousness. Not that asattam, there is no origin. What is this nonsense? This is not human consciousness. This is animal consciousness. There is no origin. There must be origin. I am because my origin is the father, my father. Cause, I am born by my father. Common sense. Then his father, then his father, gone, gone, gone. Although you do not know, but this is a fact, that father is born by his father, and his father is born by his father. How can you deny it? He may not know the grandfather, great-grandfather, or more than that. But there must have been some person Similarly, we may be foolish. We do not know. We cannot understand who is the original father. But there must have been the original father. There is God. There is God. Where is the deficiency to understand this fact? Therefore, accept it. God is accepted as the original father. The Christian, they go to the original father. Oh Father, oh God, give us our daily bread. And so, we also accept that is the godly conception. That is the beginning of religious conception. Dharmantu sākṣādhu bhagavat panetam. What is dharma? Religion. That is the codes given by God. That is dharma. Just like the state, the government gives law. You have to do like this. Keep to the right. You have to keep your car to the right. This is law. You cannot say, why not to the left? We cannot say, then you are a criminal. Similarly, there are codes and description in the Shastra, what God wants. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, God says, the Bhuktaram Jagdavasam, I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices, all tapasya. You are engaged in some research work, tapasya. For what purpose? Now finding out some deadly bomb. A very big scholar, very big research student. That is called Asura. He has got some scientific knowledge, but he is busy to find out a nuclear weapon, how to kill other enemies. This is his research work. No, that is demonic. The same knowledge can be utilized for finding out God. That is Mahatma. This is the difference. You may have some particular knowledge. Suppose you are expert singer, very good. But if you earn your money for fulfilling your sense desire, that is demonic. But you know the art, how to sing. If you very melodiously sing Hare Krishna mantra, then you are a demigod. The same thing can be utilized both ways. Anything. Therefore, Shastra says, idam hipunsas tapasas sutasava. People are advancing by research and by education. Sutasya. Sutasya means education. And tapasa, to become very learned scholar, scientist, it requires tapasya, austerities, penance. It is not that all of a sudden one becomes very great scientist. After many, many research work, therefore it is called tapasa. Idam hi pumsas tapasa sutasya va. Sistascha suktascha ca buddha dattayo. People do very pious activities, charity, munificence. Now what is the purpose? What is the purpose of becoming educated, learned scholar, very charitable, and all these pious activities? What is the end? Ask them. Somebody will say, those who believe next life, that is also fair. Then next life also I will get opulence, properly situated, that is also fair. But we Vaishnava philosopher, it's nice, we do not think in that terms. Suppose in next life I become some demigod like Lord Brahma or the moon or the sun, they are all demigods. Bayu, Varuna. The Vaishnava says, no, we don't want this. Because either you become Rockefeller or Ford in this life and next life, the king of moon planet or sun planet or in any way, up to the Brahma planet, Brahma Loka, Lord Brahma. Krishna says, Abrahma Bhavana Lokan Punaravartina Arjuna. My dear Arjuna, by your endeavor, if you become promoted to the highest position of this material world, still you have to die. And again, either come down or remain there, there will be change of body. Abrahma Bhavana Lokan Punaravartina Arjuna. So why should you be implicated in these material activities? Try to come to me, back to home, back to God. Then you will have got to return again in this material. That is highest purpose. So this is called Brahma Jignasa. By inquiring about Brahma, one can understand that even if I go to the topmost planet of this material world, the four principles of miseries, birth, death, old age and disease, there is. When Brahma, Lord Brahma, was asked by Hiranyakashipu to make him immortal, he was undergoing severe penances to become immortal. So Lord Brahma immediately says, I am not immortal, how can I give you the benediction of immortality? That is not possible. Then indirectly, he was very cunning, then he indirectly, he thought that if I get benediction like this, I will automatically become immortal. What is that? No man can kill me. All right, that's all right. No demigod can kill me. That's all right. But he forgot God because he is godless. He did not say, even God cannot kill me. That he forgot. In this way, he took benediction that I shall not die on the land, yes. I shall not die on the water, yes. I shall not die in the air, yes. I shall not be killed by any animal, yes. In this way, whatever intelligence he got, but he forgot one thing, that God cannot also kill me. Because Maya is there, he forgot it. He took so many benedictions, but he did not take this benediction that even God cannot kill me. That he forgot. Therefore, ultimately, with all his intelligence, he failed to become immortal. So, these are all demoniac activities. The divine activities, they are different. So, Krishna is describing here that Itang Dishtim Avastabha. They manufacture so many demonic ideas. But real idea they forget. Real idea is God is great, I am small, therefore I am eternal servant of God. Simple thing. God is great, everyone says God is great. But he is trying to be as great as God. How it is possible? If you are so powerful, you can become as great as God, then why you are trying to become God? If you are actually as great as God, that answer they cannot give. Why you are fallen into this material world as very, very small, insignificant? God is not insignificant. That is demonic idea. Therefore it is called Itanga Drishtim Avastabha. Their vision is not very correct. Itanga Drishtim Avastabha Nashta Atmana. Nashta means lost. Lost. Just like if you a loss of an intelligence, you can talk all nonsense. And nastatmana. There is no God means nastatmana. Is God very intelligent? He has lost his intelligence. Atmana. Nastatmana. Why nastatmana? Alpa buddhaya. The intelligence is not very sharp. Alpa. Poor fund of knowledge. Poor fund of knowledge, on account of poor fund of knowledge, they think like that. There is no God, I am God, and so on, so on. There is no basic principle of this creation. They do not know. The basic principle of creation is that this material world is the field of activities of the rebellious living entities. I don't want to serve Krishna. I want to serve my senses. There is a whole world going on. This Hawaiian city or any city, especially in America, they are very, very busy. So ask them, what is the aim of your life? They will say, sense gratification. I shall earn money, eat nicely, drink nicely, enjoy nicely. That is the aim of life. They do not know. Etam drishtim avashtam. Their vision is so polluted. Nastatmana. They have lost their spiritual ideas, spiritual sense, or Krishna consciousness. The highest principle of spiritual sense means Krishna consciousness. To understand God. That is Mahatma. Mahatma. Bahunam janmanamante jnanaman mam prapaddate vasudeva sarmamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. So, without becoming Krishna conscious, everyone's life is vapor, is demon. The demons, they are trying only to adjust things materially, which is impossible. So they are busy parvabhanti, flourishing. Parvabhanti. Parvabhanti means flourishing. Ugra karmana. Karma, we have to do some work. That's a fact. Krishna says that without doing something, you cannot maintain your body and soul together. Karmana jayo, what is that? No. The karma is better than vikarma. The Krishna said that you must be engaged in some work. You cannot sit idle. That is not good. Idle brain is a devil's work. Krishna never said that, my dear Arjuna, you are my first-class devotee. Now, you sit down and I'll do everything for you. No, Krishna never said. Rather, Arjuna was not willing to fight and Krishna was inducing him. You must fight. You must fight. Krishna never said that you become idle Krishna bhakta. Never said. So, those who are trying to be idle Krishna bhakta, they are not devotees. One must be engaged with Krishna's work. That is devotion. Sadadam kirtantam mam jatantasya dhirabrata. Always chanting the glory of Krishna and trying everything for benefit of Krishna. That is Mahatma. Mahatmanastamang prathu devi prakritima bhajanti and bhajanta means he is always engaged in my service. That is Mahatma. Laziness is not bhakti. There must be something. But if somebody says, now I will chant sitting down, who is going to see me? I'll doze and people will know I'm chanting. You see, this kind of cheating will not do. All those who are interested in Krishna consciousness, therefore we have given time, 16 rounds. But you are not Haridas Thakur, that you will be able to chant whole day and night. If without working, if you chant, that is the highest state that you cannot do. Then you sleep, that's all. So not that. In minimum quantity, 16 rounds chant, and that will take not more than 2 hours. Another 22 hours, if you are always busy in Krishna's activities, that is required. That is satatam kirtantam mam jatantascha dhiravrata namasantascha mang bhaktya nitya yukta upasati. This is upasati. Work is there. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna is fighting. That is also Krishna consciousness. Jiddha samamanismara. Krishna said that you chant, you remember me, at the same time fight. Juddhasva mamanismara. He never said that simply fight or simply chant. Because in the material world that is not possible. Therefore, chanting must be there. But at the same time, you have to work. How to continue this movement? The movement requires energy. We are printing so many books for spreading this knowledge that must be distributed. Home to home, place to place, man to man. This literature must go there. If one takes one book, at least one day he will read it. Let me see what is this book, I have purchased the other day. And if he reads one line, his life will be successful. If he reads one line only, carefully. This is such literature. Rather for book distribution I am giving so much stress. Somehow or other, small book or big book, if it is given to somebody, you will read someday and you will derive sarvam api yasya dharma satrayati mudra. Just like the Vedanta Sutra say, janmadasya jataha. So you can research, make research work throughout the whole life. Where is the original source of everything? That is Krishna consciousness. If you are not dull, if you are intelligent, and if you take this sutra, this quote, janmadasya jataha, the original source of everything, that is knowledge, that is philosophy, that is science, to find out the original soul. That is Krishna consciousness. So we are not searching after the original consciousness, but we are giving to the people directly that here is the original source of everything, Krishna. Without your research work, you take it. That is our mission. We are searching after God. We are giving God. Here is God. Here is his name. Here is his address. Here is his occupation. Here is his father's name. Here is his mother's name. Everything you like. It is not bogus. Bogus law. Krishna, he accepted law. How he accepts? Very little. The Brahma Sutra says, the Brahma Sutra commentary, explanation is Bhagavatam. Bhasham Brahma Sutranam. Brahma Sutranam commentary. And pollute your consciousness in this way. And then become entangled, entrapped in this material world. That is not the life of human being. The life of human being is to become Krishna conscious. And you will be peaceful as soon as you understand Krishna. What is that Krishna? Bhoktanam jagdudavasam sarvarupo maisaram. Suidam sarvabhutana gyatya mam sadhinchati. If you want really peace, you try to understand these three things. But then, that Krishna is the enjoyer of everything. Why? And Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, he is the proprietor of all the lokas, all the planets. So maybe, why should I worship him? Srila Sarvabhuta. He is the real friend of him. You are seeking after friends, he is the real friend. He is the proprietor, he is the friend. You try to understand these three things, and peace is there, life is successful. Thank you.